Mit Adolf Kissler, ich sage es lesen, der Bürste Eulam.
Beschluss hat Zibo, Organizer. Der erste Mischner in der 5. Perik auf Pirke Oves says, Basoro Mamorois Nivro Eulam. The Rebbeinu Shel'Olam created the world with 10 words, maybe 10 statements. But Hanura explains that we find 9 times Vayomer Hashem in Parshas Bereishis. In the course of the creation of the universe, the creation of the world, there are 9 times Vayomer, and it said Bereishis added up to 10. So, Basoro Mamoro is Nivro Ho'olam. The Rebbeinu Shel'Olam created the world with 10 words which we find in the Torah. And the Tanakh continues. Ba'aloi b'mama echod yochol lihibrois. The Rebbeinu Shel'Olam could have created the whole world with one word. Why did he make it Basoro Mamoro is in 10 words? Eile liipora min horoshoim shema'abdim es oylam shenivro basorom amorois velitnuschar toiv letzadikim shemekaimin es oylam shenivro basorom amorois. The Rebbeinu Shel'Olam could have created it with one word, with one single word. However, he created it basorom amorois in order to give reward to the tzadikim who keep up the world, so they get much more reward, because they keep up a world which was created with 10 mamorois instead of one. And the punishment for the Roshoim who destroy the world, it's much more harsh, because they have destroyed a world which was created with 10 mamorois. Now there's a very renowned kasha of Reb Chaim Brisker on this Mishnah. Just imagine someone goes into a shop and he wants to buy a glass. And he asks the shopkeeper, can you tell me the price of this glass? Says, £1. So the customer says, you know what? I'm going to pay you £10. Very nice of you. He takes home the glass and someone comes and breaks and damages the glass. How much would the other person have to pay for this customer for the glass? Would he have to pay £10 because he decided to pay £10? Or would he have to pay £1, which was the original price of the glass? Well, there's no question in Halacha, he'll only have to pay £1. The value of the glass, the price of the glass, remained £1. He added £9 as a gesture to the shopkeeper. That's up to him. It doesn't make the value of the glass greater or more expensive. The Tanna, the Mishnah tells us, V'aloi b'mama echod yochoy lehibrois. The Rebbeinu Shel'Olam could have created the world with one single word. And he created it with 10 words, basora mamorois. And that is why the Roshoim who destroy the world get a greater punishment, because Hashem created it in 10 words. Why? The Roshoim can say, well, the Rebbeinu Shel'Olam could have created it in one single word. He decided to make it into 10 words. That's not their responsibility. It does not become a different world because of this. And the answer is poshut. Why do the Roshoim get a punishment when they destroy, so their deeds, the world? Is it because they destroy the world we see? No. The world is based on the words of the Torah. The upkeep of the world is the power behind the world. The mitzvahs, the Torah, that's the power of the world. And when anyone builds the world and keeps up the world and makes the world going, he keeps up the words of Hashem. And by destroying the world, he destroys a world which has got the words of the Torah, the words of Hashem. It is not the glass which he pays for. It is not the materialistic world we see, that the Rishonim get a punishment and Tzaddikim reward. It's the power behind the world. That is why more words Hashem put into the world. It's a different world. Although the world we see with our limited vision would have been the same, but the power behind the world is different. We see it all through, and we gotta teach and live with it. The world has been created by the words of Hashem. The world has been created by Torah. And the world is run. Every single part we see things happening in the world is a direct result of the words of Hashem. We find in this parsha, Yaakov Avinu had a long struggle with the sorrow shel Esav, with the angel of Esav above. Somehow, Yaakov Avinu struggled and overpowered him. And the Malach told Yaakov Avinu, "Your name is going to be Yisroel. Kisoriso im Elohim v'im Anoshim v'tuchal. You overpowered the angel of Esav, im Elohim, and you overpowered Anoshim with human being, v'tuchal, and you won. That is why you're going to be called Yisrael." And Rashi tells us, who were those people who Yaakov Avinu overpowered? We know the Malach, the angel who he overpowered, we know who it was. It was the angel of Esav. Every nation has got its angel above. Und Rashid of Imanoshim, Esav Velovon. Yaakov Avinu just returned from over 20 years by Lavan. No doubt, Lavan did not agree to the creation of Klal Yisrael. Lavan did not agree to the power of Yaakov Avinu with the Emois, Rochel, Leo, Bila, Zilpa, who put the foundation for the future of our wonderful nation. Somehow Yaakov Avinu overpowered Lavan. But where did Yaakov Avinu overpower Esav? Later on, when he meets him, Esav wanted to kill him. Yaakov Avinu had an S, he couldn't kill him. But he didn't meet him yet. So how can the Malach say to Yaakov Avinu, Kisoriso im Elohim v'anoshim, you have overpowered, you have struggled with Malachim, with the Malach, and you overpowered the people, Esav and Lavan. He didn't meet Esav yet. Later on in the Psukim we find that he met him and he overpowered him in different ways, but not yet. Zog de Briskerov, they say it was in a story that when the Briskerov at the time of the war, he ran away from Warsaw to Vilna. And then, while they were in the forest, someone told the Briskerov, "We can see soldiers coming. So you must be the SS." And the Briskerov said, "Don't worry." "Why don't worry?" Briskerov wasn't the Rebbe, was a Rav. He said, "Don't worry. Why?" So he asked this question. How did the Malach tell Yaakov Avinu, "Kisoriso im Elohim v'im Anoshim v'tuchal," before he met Esav? And the teretz is, you do not overpower Esav in this world. You overpower Esav by overpowering his malach in heaven, Bashumayim. Once you have overpowered Esav through his angel, through his malach, then automatically you overpowered Esav as a person in this world. The world is not decided and not run in these four walls of the world. It's much higher. It's the Torah behind it. It's a spiritual part of the world where we have to overpower the bad, and then automatically you overpower the materialistic world. That is why the Malach told Yaakov Avinu, Ki sariso im Elohim, you overpower the angel, the Anoshim, you have no problem with Esav as a human being. That the Briskov said, I can tell you, today by Shachris, I have overpowered any danger above. So don't worry about the soldiers on the ground. Our power, our koiche, is the koyach haTorah, which is behind the world. Once, a Yid came in to the Chazon Ish and said, I got a very big question on the Shmoyne Esre. We start off the first bracha of Yitzhak Doishim, Avraham, Yitzchak, Yaakov. We continue to Tchiyas HaMeisim, to Kedusha, to Das, then to Tshuva, then to Mechile Avoyne, Slach Lono, Vino Kochotonu, Geulas Yisroel, Refuah, which is very important, you got to be healthy. And then we have a jump down. Baruch Aleinu, Parnose. Avada Parnose is very important. But does it go in line with all the brachas we mentioned, with our great Ovois, with Trias HaMeisim, with Kedusha, with Das, with Teure? And Chaznish replied, Parnose in business, Parnose in the office, might be a smaller standard than all the brachas before. But to believe, recognize, and realize that Parnose is Bore Choleinu, the blessing we say in Shmoyne Esre, that's where the Parnose is decided, that's a very big madrege. We have to believe, and it's a fact, our Parnose is decided in the words of Shmoyne Esre we say in the morning. What happens during the day is a follow-up. It is not when we open the office, then we say, oh, let's see how it's going to go. No, you have decided long ago how it's going to go. Whilst he said, Baruch Aleinu Sashona Azuis, we asked Hashem, please give us bracha. Then we decide, or Hashem decides according to our tefillah, how the day will follow up. Kisoriso im Elohim, you have overpowered in heaven, ve'im Anoshim, you overpowered Esav. Yaakov Avinu, last week said, what on his way to Lavan, Vayetze Yaakov mi Be'er Shova, Vayelech Chorono. Rashi asks the kasha, why does the pasuk have to mention Vayetze Yaakov mi Be'er Shova? He went to Choron, Vayelech Chorono. He had a destination where he had to get to, Vayelech Chorono. Why does the Torah have to mention Vayetze Yaakov mi Be'er Shova, where the two separate parts of the journey, he left Be'er Shova, and then he went to Choron. It was one journey. Vayelech Chorono, Rashi asks. And Rashi explains, Vayetze Yaakov, if a tzaddik leaves town, then the shine of the tzaddik leaves town. And my father, Zangzund, asked a tremendous question on Rashi. How could Rashi say it was one single journey, Vayelech Chorono? We all know that Yaakov Avinu made a stop on the way for 14 years. He went to yeshiva for 14 years on the way. So let's say someone is going to leave London for France, for Paris, for Eretz Yisrael. And he makes a stop for 14 years on the way. You would say it's one journey? Just going to Eretz Yisrael, or just going to Paris? Vayetzi Yaakov mi Beersheva, he left Beersheva and made a stop b'Shem Ve'eva for 14 years. Then Vayelech Chorono. Sure, it was two parts. And Rashi asked the Kasha, no, it was one journey. It was one journey. Yaakov Avinu didn't stop for 14 years b'Shem Ve'eva because he wanted to start learning. He learned all his life. Ish Tom Yosheva Holim. He lived in the house of Yitzchok. He knew his Zayde Avram Avinu. But now he had to face Lavan. He had to face Choron. He had to have the power to put a foundation for Klal Yisrael. He needed extra power. So he went for 14 years in order to get the energy and power to be able to go to Choron. If anyone would go to Manchester and would stop off in a service station to buy petrol, even it will take as long as it took in New York after Sandy, as long it will take, it will still be one journey to Manchester, because the stop was to buy petrol to be able to get to Manchester. Those 14 years were years of preparation in order to be able to get to Choron with the full spiritual power Yaakov Avinu needed to be able to say this week, Im Lovon Garti, V'Taryag Mitzvos Shomarti. So Rashi tells us, all those 14 years was one single journey to Choron. Every year, Yaakov Avinu worked for Lavan, for his two wives, Rachel and Leah. For every year, he was a year in yeshiva. 14 years in yeshiva, 14 years he worked for them. He needed the power. He needed to win the Torah in order to be able to withstand the hardships he was going to go through on this world. The world has been created, and the world is run by the Torah. We find Hanukkah, the Yevonim were a large army, an extremely powerful army. The Chashmonoim, Rashi says, were 8 people. Rabim biyad ma'atim. The big army were destroyed through a few people. Giboirim biyad chaloshim. The powerful army was overpowered by the weak. Why? Because it was Reshoyim Beyat Tzadikim. The 8 people had the power of the Torah. Zaydim Beyat Oiskoy Seirosecho. The Reshoyim were overpowered by those people who sit and learn. They say a story that once the Maskilim, the Reform, whatever you want to call them, made a show. And they wanted to show a mockery Chas v'sholem of the Torah. And the show went like this. The Jewish nation goes to war. So everyone goes out to war. Then the Moshiach Milchoma gets up and says a speech. And he says, anyone who just got married, anyone who built a new house, anyone who planted a new vineyard, go home. So all the young people went home. There were only middle-aged people remained and a few old people. Then he gets up again. Anyone who is afraid that he made any avera through his lifetime, even such a small avera as speaking between putting on the tefillin shel yad and the tefillin shel rosh, should kindly please go home. Everyone went home. And there only remained three old people. Nanoide Biyude, the Shagas Aye, the Pnei Yeshua. Curtain closed. That was the show of the Maskilim. And someone told Reb Chaim Brisker this story. He said, they're absolutely right. But they haven't completed the show. Those three people won the war. The power of Klal Yisrael is not the Gvura. It's not how many people there are. It's the power of Torah. The power of mitzvahs, ba'asorom ha'morois, nivro ha'olam. The creation of the world is the actual Torah. We know that the oil became tamei, and there was only a very, very small amount of oil, but it had the stamp of the Kohen Gadol. Shemen Zeis Zoch Tohoyer. It was pure. It was Tohoyer. A very small amount of oil. But it still burned for 8 days. It is not the amount of oil. It's the purity. It's the Kedusha. It's the power of the Kohen Gadol in the oil. That's the power of Klal Yisrael. Rav Yankim Emden writes in his Siddur. We know of many, many miracles. Hashem took us out of Mitzrayim. There were 10 Makkas. We went through the Yam Suf. We know of a lot of miracles. We had man, food coming from heaven for 40 years. We are immune to miracles. So, Reb Yankim Emden, but there's one miracle which is above all those miracles. And this is the existence of Klal Yisrael through the Golas, through the Diaspora. We are nearly 2,000 years in Golas. And strong and existing. Many nations have disappeared. Most religions have been wiped out. Countries have changed hands. But the small nation of Klal Yisrael continues to flourish and live. Not only continues. Not one word of the Torah was lost. Sorry. Not one letter of the Torah was lost. Not one halacha, not one custom of Klal Yisrael of Torah was relinquished all through the Golas. We all know how we stood 70 years ago. Wherever there was a center of Klal Yisrael, wasn't there anymore. Apart, maybe in Switzerland and Eretz Yisrael, small communities. Poland, Hungary, Czechoslovakia, Lithuania, Austria, Germany. Nothing remained. 70 years ahead. What a miracle. What a miracle. Such a Klal Yisrael. So many Yidden with devotion and dedication for Torah and Mitzvahs. So many families, beautiful families. So many institutions, schools for boys, for girls, yeshivas, seminaries, in the thousands, Bli Einore. And not one letter of the Torah has changed. It's the same Sefer Torah we received at Sinai. It's the same halachas, not only the Doraisa, not only the words of the Torah, but the word of Chazal. I remember, it's now 15 years, I was in Australia, Melbourne, Australia. And as you know, Melbourne actually is out of our dateline according to the Chazon Ish. But the Chazon Ish said you can't cut off a country in the middle. And because part of Australia belongs to our part of the world, so it covers the whole of Australia. You're not allowed to go Shabbos, a Sunday, in Melbourne on the water and make Chilul Shabbos, because on the water, according to Chazon Ish, it's proper Shabbos. So anyway, we had a shaila what to do. Sunday, we should rely on the Chazon Ish and make it a normal Sunday, or maybe we have to be Machmir. I was there with my nephew, so I asked my Rebbe, Reb David, he said, okay, Chazon Ish should be passed. So we decided, in the Rabbonon, will rely on the Chazon Ish. In the Reise, the words of the Torah, are going to keep Sunday Shabbos. Then we realized what Chazal gave us. Could we carry? Yes. Melbourne's not such a big town, not 600,000 people. You're allowed to carry. Could we take money? Muktzeh is the Rabbonon. We could. Are we allowed to buy? Yes. Buying Masur Matan is the Rabbonon. I had a problem because Sunday evening I had an appointment for my koilel that time in Manchester and I couldn't sign the receipt. That's the one thing I couldn't do. Just unbelievable. Then we realized how the Chachomim gave us such a beautiful Shabbos. The Torah itself needed guarding around. And all these customs, all these menhagim helps us to keep the Torah intact. So all through the Golas, not one letter of the Torah and not one custom of Chazal has been diminished. It is kept with full dedication, with full devotion, with full seriousness. What is the power behind it? The power behind it is Torah, the spiritual part. You overpower the spiritual part of Esav. You overpower the Esav. We say, Baruch Leinu, I thought that people tell me they got to hurry up in Davenim because they got a meeting with the bank manager. If the meeting with the bank manager is going to be successful or not, I don't know. But it depends on the Shmoyne Esre. You have a minute after Davening and say Tehillim. Today I won't say Tehillim because I've got a business appointment. How could one be more stupid than this? It's the appointment that does it, or it's the Kapitel Tehillim that does it? Avad, it's not a cloud, it's not a rule. There's always time when you got to make changes to the rule. But in principle, we got to realize, we come to Hanukkah now. Rabim Biyad Ma'atim. Giboirim biyat chaloshim. A small little bit of oil could have burned 8 days because he had this temp of the Kohen Gadol. The power of Klal Yisrael, our power, is the Torah. And nothing in the world could overpower it, because the world was created by the words of the Torah. And not only created, hu boire umanhig. He created the Rebbeinu Shlomo with the Torah, and he rules it with the Torah. Let us become partners in the building of the world. Let us be partners in the existence of Klal Yisrael, in the great miracle of the existence of Klal Yisrael, by strengthening our belief in Torah, our belief in mitzvahs, our practicing every detail of halacha, if it's Shabbos, if it's kashrus, if it's mezuzah, if it's tefillin, if it's tzitzis, if it's keeping away from averes, whatever it is, the stronger will be in the spiritual part, the stronger will be in our existence in this world. And may Hashem send us all the brachas of the Torah, all the brachas we need, and all the strength and power we need to continue to be able to educate the future generations in the same spirit as we were educated, in the same koyach haTorah. And be'ezer Hashem, we will zoiche sheitzeinu Hashem ma'afilo le'oir godl be'biyaz goyil tzedek b'mheiro ve'yomeinu amen.
Gentlemen, if you don't mind, can you help these gentlemen again? It's really in great need. Thank you.